Tonight's guest joins us from Pittsburgh, a special guest, local hero from Sault Ste. Marie, Tyler Kennedy. Tyler, welcome to the Legends of Greyhound Hockey.
Thanks for having me, Spanky.
Well, Tyler, the Sault Ste. Marie fans certainly remember the speed and the skill that you possessed in the red and white here back your rookie season, 2002, drafted by the Hounds in the first round, 16th pick overall in that 2002 draft. You come on board to the Hounds, played 249 games over four seasons, 64 goals, 120 assists, 184 points. What a outstanding career you had. Talk a little bit about that first season, the Greyhounds, 61 games for yourself, 5 goals, 10 assists, 15 points.
It was a big learning curve, you know, coming from Bantam and jumping, you know, going against kids your own age and then jumping against, you know, some kids like 19, 20 year olds. I remember I had a kid on my team who had a kid, you know, so, you know, and I was still a kid, you know, so it was a big jump for me. But What a special thing playing in front of, like, the Sioux fans, my family. You know, I grew up wanting to be a Sioux Greyhound, you know, and to be a first-rounder to the team, having my brother on the team, it was a dream come true. It was extremely special every night.
Tyler, you talk about growing up in Sault Ste. Marie. I got to ask you a question. As a young kid watching the Hounds, who was your favorite Greyhound player back then?
Up, like, right at the very beginning, you know, people ask me, I'll go back to this, but people ask me, you know, who'd you look up to, you know, who'd you want to be growing up? And it wasn't an NHL player. It was Rico Fatta. You know, I remember me and my dad and my parents talking about how fast this guy, how he can change the game. And again, I wanted to be Rico Fatta. I want to be as fast as him. And it was so cool how kind of my career evolved, you know, going from, like, you know, looking up to like Rico and seeing, you know, Denny Lambert, Jeff Toms, watching those guys growing up, trying to be one of those guys. And then later in my career, I'm playing, you know, summer hockey with them, and I'm training with them to, you know, eventually play in the same league they did.
Tyler, that first season for yourself, the team lost to the Kitchener Rangers in the playoffs, 4 games to 0 in the conference quarterfinals. You were on with some pretty awesome players. Jeff Carter was a member of that team. Tadacek, Trevor Daly, Stefanski, Doyle, Jordan Smith, Heisey, Staubitz, just some of the players. John Van Biesbroek, Steve Harrison were your coaches in your rookie season. You moved on to year number two, the 2003-04 season, 63 games for yourself, much improved, 16 goals, 26 assists, 42 points. Talk about your second year as a Hound.
My second year, my first year, I didn't think it went as good as I wanted it to be. You know, I wanted to produce a little bit more, but my second year, I put a lot of great hard work with Mike Cowan, one of the local, you know, trainers in the summer. And you talk to anyone back home, I don't think there was a guy that worked harder in the summer than me, you know. And my second year, I really wanted to have a good year. And, you know, obviously, Jeff Carter was my captain. And one thing I was always good at was watching how guys played and, you know, learning off other players. And having Jeff Carter there, learning how he, you know, one, how he shot. You know, he had an NHL shot when he was, you know, 17. So, again, that guy, he really helped, you know, me get to the next level by watching him every day. Obviously, you know, the year before I had Trevor, all those guys, it was very special. And, you know, obviously with my second year, I had more ice time, I had more opportunity. So, again, it was a great year for me. I think I put 16 goals, right? And then obviously getting drafted after that obviously helps with my confidence. And then I kind of just kept it going from there.
Yeah, you talk about being drafted. We'll talk about that momentarily. Pittsburgh Penguins took you in round four, 99th pick overall in that 2004 NHL draft. Your third season, Tyler, boy, you talk about the work you put in. What a year you put in, year number three in the red and white here. 61 games played, 21 goals, 35 assists, 56 points. You were second in team scoring that season. Some of the players, again, Jeff Carter, Jarrett was on the the team, Desjardins, Smith, King, Good, Lalonde, Cuthbert, McLean. The goalies, Kyle Kajewski. Hartsburg had taken over as coach that year. Talk a bit about your third year in the red and white for the Hounds.
It was big, you know. The biggest thing for me is every year I wanted to get better. You know, I wanted to take another step in the lineup. I wanted to, you know, beat another, you know, player out of his spot and take his spot in the lineup. So my third year, I thought I really took a big step. And again, when you start getting the power play time, you start getting a little bit more confidence, the more goals you had. And again, I think I just matured physically, and you know, I knew how to handle the pressure a little bit more with obviously playing in the Sioux, which again, I thought it was extremely special. But it did come with, you know, that pressure of playing in front of your fans, you know, your family, the fans, you know, leaving the rink, and you know, you're still in that community. And I was so tied into the community that, you know, I almost couldn't leave the game. But again, that really was another year of taking the next step to my ultimate goal, which was playing, you know, pro hockey.
Year number four, you talked about how you wanted to improve every year. Well, you continued on to improve, greatly improve. Every year you got better and better. Your fourth season, 64 games played, 22 goals, 48 assists, 70 points. You led the team in scoring. The team lost to the London Knights 4-0 in that conference quarterfinals. We remember that. At, Craig Hartsburg, Denny Lambert were your coaches. Tell us a little bit about that season and talk a little bit about the coaching staff of that year.
Thank you. I would have stayed in juniors, thank you. I would have been, my stats, my numbers just kept going up. I wish my pro career went like that, right?
Yeah.
But, no, it was a good year. I was captain. Again, I had all the opportunity in the world to do well. You know, I had first power play time. I was on the ice a lot. Again, every year I put in the work in the summer to get better, and, you know, I was... It worked out well. And then obviously having Craig Hartsburg come back, coach the team, and really show me what to be, how to be a pro player. And then, you know, having Denny Lambert, was a guy in the suit that kind of took me under his wing, it was Denny Lambert, you know, from making sure I was training the right way, making sure I was ready for training camp. Assistant coach, then, you know, we became buddies. You know, he really made sure he took care of me off ice and on ice, and making sure I was doing the right stuff to get to the next level. And again, when I talk about my career, there's a lot of people that shaped it, and obviously Craig Hartsburg was one, but Denny Lambert had a lot of influence on how I played and making sure I was ready to play the pro game.
Well, Tyler, you moved on to that pro game 2006-2007, spent a season in the American Hockey League with the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, and then you moved on to play 10 NHL seasons, 527 games, 89 goals, 126 assists, 215 points with four different teams, Pittsburgh, San Jose, the Islanders, and the Devils. Had the great experience winning that cup with Pittsburgh in 2009. We'll talk about that, but talk about moving on to the pro game and your stops in those four places.
The pro game was, again, it was very interesting. First time moving away, you know, getting away, you know, which was a big change, you know, especially coming from a local kid living at home with his parents and all that stuff. Once I moved away, I really had to mature and take care of myself and become a man, you know, again, handle stuff on your own. You know, there was no one to do my stuff there as a laundry, take care of your vehicles, bills, stuff like that. So it was a big change. But again, going to Wilkes-Barre and having two good coaches there with, you know, who was there? It was Todd Richards and Dan Balsma. Those guys, again, they were great coaches. And, again, they really helped me get to where I was. And, again, that pro game's a lot different than, you know, playing junior hockey. Again, you really are playing against men, people with kids, you know, and it's a little bit more dog-eat-dog, you know, again, when you're playing in the corner against someone and they got to put food on the table for their you know, their family, you know, the battle's a little tougher. You know, it's not like, hey, you know, they're going to win, you know, and even in practice, you know, everything is, you know, taken up a notch. Everyone's starting, especially at my beginning of my career, people are starting to take care of themselves a little more with eating right and all that stuff. And I had no clue about that stuff. You know, as a 16, 17-year-old, you know, I'd still eat McDonald's on a Saturday, Sunday. But when I moved to, you know, pro hockey, there was, you know, they had the right people in Wilkes-Barre to kind of tell you about nutrition, sleep, and all that stuff. And again, I was, you know, when I moved away to Wilkes-Barre, one thing I did do that I think really helped me is, like, I kind of kept myself active. And I was always, you know, on days off, I'd go to the gym because I had nothing else to do. You know, I wasn't a guy, I was never into drinking. You know, I wasn't a drinker. You know, it just wasn't my thing. And again, on weekends, you know, or days off, I would hit the gym, and that's how I kind of separated myself from the guys in Wilkes-Barre, is doing that extra on the days off because I had no commitments. And when I think of my career, if I was a video game and I, you know, they have that, all the stats of, like, you know, fast skating, all that hockey IQ. When I think of my bio, I always say, like, I would say my talent was, you know, my skill level was like a 70, 75, but my work ethic was like 110. And I think that's the biggest thing that got me to the NHL. And again, Wilkes-Barre had a lot to do with it because it had to be on me to do the extra work.
Tyler, I remember it well. I remember watching on the television, watching you guys win that Stanley Cup in 2009, and I'll never forget you bringing that Stanley Cup back here to Sault Ste. Marie. Very special moment. I got personally to see that cup out on Diamond Lake, where I live. Just a great experience for us. Talk a little bit about winning a Stanley Cup.
You know, Spanky, it's one of those things. You see those commercials, it's hard to put in words. You know, I just... When you put all that work in and you end up reaching the final ultimate goal of every hockey player, it's hard to describe, you know, the work, the tears, all the hard stuff that's hard to do. You know, waking up early, go to practice, but when I lifted the Stanley Cup and I bring it home, as soon as I touched the cup, I knew it was all worth it. You know, I knew that I did it. I knew that I accomplished my goal, and obviously I was extremely proud of myself. You know, I was excited to share with my family. You know, a lot of things a lot of people don't see, you know, your parents doing the extra. You know, I remember my dad and my grandpa driving me to the Oval, you know, in the middle of winter. And, you know, they would drop me off, and they would say, hey, start skating, you know. And that's, again, one of those things that a lot of people didn't see, me putting in the extra time, and, you know, how many people really helped you get to where you are. And then, again, to win that thing was, again, it was very special. And a quick little story. I think it was Jeff Toms that said, TK, you're going to ride this Stanley Cup forever. And I was like, whatever, Tomsy. I didn't believe him, you know. And then... to this day, I'm still riding the Stanley Cup thing back in Pittsburgh. You know, it's again, people don't forget when you win. You know, when you think of, like, the Greyhounds team when they won with all those guys, there it's a special team and a special bond with the community.
Tyler, there's never enough time. We've got a couple more minutes here to spend, but talk about, you've had an opportunity to play in a lot of hockey arenas all around the world, and just to compare the fans here in Sault Ste. Marie, the old Memorial Gardens and the new Memorial Gardens here. Talk a little bit about the Sioux fans, what they meant to you, a person like yourself.
They meant a ton. You know, one thing about the fans, you become family when you play for the Greyhounds. You know, you're welcomed everywhere. You know, they take care of you. And no matter what, when you play on the Greyhounds, they're always on your side. I know sometimes it can be a little hard, but they know their stuff. They know they're passionate about hockey. And again, when you score a goal, especially being from your hometown, you see that crowd going crazy. And even walking around now, when I come back here and there, you know, when you run into a kid, or, you know, maybe they're not kids anymore, but, hey, we used to watch you play hockey. We, you know, you inspired my kid to get better. It means so much. And the people of Sault Ste. Marie will always hold a special place for me. And again, you see so many kids, you know, so many hockey players coming out of Sault, it's because they want to get the cheers from the Sault Greyhound fans, just like I did, you know. So again, the fans are great. They meant a lot to me. And again, going back to when I bring the cup back, it was pretty special when the rink was sold out. You know, it just shows how much support you have through the fans.
Well, Tyler, we could talk forever. Maybe we'll get another chance to do this, but really appreciate it. On behalf of the Greyhound fans up here, got to thank you for all the memories that that you produced on the ice here. We had a lot of exciting times watching you in the red and white, and I really thank you for taking your time out to do this interview here with us.
Thank you. Again, Sault Ste. Marie will always be an extremely special place to me. You know, what a great place to play junior hockey. There's no other place where you can play hockey one day, go out in the outdoor rink, go ice fishing the next. You know, it's an extremely special place.